Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. One day I was talking with a man who came to see me insisting that he had diabetic neuropathy, which is a disease of the nerves resulting from diabetes. After close examination and testing, I concluded he was suffering from plantar fasciitis, which is an inflammation of the sheet of connective tissues and muscles in the sole of the foot. The more I refuted his self-diagnosis, the more he insisted he knew what was exactly going on with his body and I must not know anything about neurology, much less diabetic neuropathy. I explained to him the usual sensory deficits that tend to occur in the feet and legs as a result of diabetic neuropathy. He had no numbness, tingling, prickling, or heightened sensitivity in any extremities, and his reflexes were normal. He was experiencing deep-seated pain in the sole of both feet, but there were no neurological findings to suggest he was experiencing diabetic neuropathy. I continued to discuss his plantar fasciitis and how this condition usually reflects a fear of moving forward, since the feet take us to the place where we need to be. He huffed in his ever so masculine tone to let me know he was not afraid of anything, and my suggestion that he was afraid was nothing more than a bunch of holistic mumbo-jumbo. So I asked the usual question, what are your three biggest fears? He assured me he wasn't afraid of anything. Since his wife was also a patient of mine, I thought I'd give him a little hint. I reminded him that after many years of marriage, his wife was unexpectedly pregnant. He had recently lost his job, and they had just bought a new house. How's that for starters? I asked. He correctly concluded that I was suggesting that he had given himself plantar fasciitis. I nodded and said, absolutely. Now he was really getting unnerved. I asked him, if under highly stressful conditions, can you give yourself a headache? He said, yeah. And under extremely stressful conditions, can you give yourself an ulcer? Yeah, he said. And under critically stressful conditions, can you give yourself a heart attack? Yeah, he said, not wanting to agree with me. Well, if you can give yourself a headache, and you can give yourself an ulcer, and you can give yourself a heart attack, then why can't you give yourself plantar fasciitis? Well, the pregnancy, the job loss, and the new house were not in his plans. He was also feeling guilty for not being able to provide for his family at such a critical time in his marriage. His wife had a stable career, and he was feeling a bit unworthy. The truth was all coming together. Although he was beginning to accept this new diagnosis, he still wanted to go to his family physician, his MD, and check with him. I said, that's fine. 2 weeks later, I walked into one of the patient rooms, and there he sat smiling. He said, I have plantar fasciitis. How do we move forward? Folks, it's important to remember that our emotional and physiological stress levels can and will impact the physical parts of our body. Sometimes stress can show up in an organ, while other times it shows up in an extremity or as a nervous condition that affects other systems of the body. In applied kinesiology, which is the application and study of how the body moves, we say, the body never lies. Maybe the mouth does, but the body doesn't. When you feel stressed, frightened, or less than worthy, listen to the still small voice within your I Am presence that seeks to make you more aware. This voice will give you the knowledge that you need in order to move your attitude and actions forward. Now get out there. Go play yourself up and practice being you. In Cherokee, we say, until we meet again, Deinada, gohaya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.